Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am thankful, grateful, and blessed this morning to introduce our host for today. Mother Valerie Bell will be reading this morning and bringing the word. So thank you so much, Mother. I love you, and I turn it over to you. Hallelujah.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And it is a good morning. Really, it is. You know, sunrise was about 6 o'clock this morning, and everything is getting, you know, more light. 6 o'clock yesterday, it was sunset. And I said, oh, my, that's so beautiful. We're having more daylight. Daylight saving time will start March the 12th. It's a beautiful morning. I'm looking out my window. I'm looking at the squirrels. I'm looking at the trees. I'm looking at everything. It said everything that has breath. Praise ye the Lord. So the trees breathe. The squirrels breathe. Rabbits breathe. Everything that has breath. Praise ye the Lord. I'm in Leviticus 27. Lord, I thank and praise you for this day. For this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in. Father, bless the people, all the people of the earth. Everything in the earth belongs to you. So bless the people that aren't saved. Draw them, God, because we're living in the last days. We are living in the last days. The sign of the end time is really, really here. All you have to do is look at it. There's wars and rumors of wars. People have turned rebellious. They don't want to hear about the Lord. So I know, and you know, we don't know what day, but I know we are living in the last days. So I thank and praise you. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and the doers and the readers of his word. I'm in Leviticus 27. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, say to them, when a man consecrates by a vow 30 persons to the Lord, according to your valuation, if your valuation is of a male from 20 years up to 60 years old, then your valuation shall be 50 shekels of silver, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. If a female, then your valuation shall be 30 shekels. And if from 5 years old up to 20 years old, then your valuation for a male should be 20 shekels, and for a female, 10 shekels. If from a month old up to 5 years old, then your valuation for a male should be 5 shekels of silver. For a female, your valuation shall be 3 shekels of silver. And if from 60 years old and above, if it is a male, then your valuation shall be 15 shekels, and for a female, 10 shekels. But if he's too poor to pay your valuation, then he shall present himself before the priest. Priest shall set a value for him, according to the ability of him who vowed, the priest shall value him. If it's an animal, the man may bring as an offering to the Lord, all that anyone gives to the Lord shall be holy. He shall not substitute it or exchange it, good for bad or bad for good. And if he at all exchange animal for animal, then both it and the one exchanged for it shall be holy. If it's an unclean animal, which they do not offer as a sacrifice to the Lord, then he shall present the animal before the priest. Priest shall set a value for it, whether it's good or bad. As you, the priest, value it, so it shall be. But if he wants at all to redeem it, then he must add one-fifth to your valuation. And when a man dedicates his house to be holy to the Lord, then the priest shall set a value for it, whether it is good or bad. As the priest values it, so it shall stand. If he who dedicates it wants to redeem his house, then he must add one-fifth of the money of your valuation to it, and it shall be his. If a man dedicates to the Lord part of a field of his possessions, then your valuation shall be according lead to the seed of death. A homer of barley seed shall be valued at 50 shekels of silver. If he dedicates a field from the year of Jubilee, according to your valuation, it should stand. But if he dedicates his field after the Jubilee, then the priest shall reckon to him the money due according to the years that remain to the year of Jubilee, and it shall be deducted from your valuation. And if he who dedicates the field ever wishes to redeem it, then he must add one-fifth of the money of your valuation to it, and it should belong to him. But if he does not want to redeem the field, or if he has sold the field to another man, it shall not be redeemed anymore. But the field, when it's released in the Jubilee, shall be holy to the Lord as a devoted field. It shall be the possession of the priest. And if a man dedicates to the Lord a field which he has bought, which is not the field of his possession, then the priest shall reckon to him the rest of your valuation up to the year of Jubilee. And he shall give your valuation on that day as a holy offering to the Lord. In the year of Jubilee, the field shall return to him from whom it was bought, or to the one who owned the land as a possession. And all your valuation shall be according to the shekel of the sanctuary, 20 grams to the shekel. But the firstborn of the animals, which should be the Lord's firstborn, no man should dedicate, whether it's an ox or sheep, it is the Lord. And if it's an unclean animal, then he shall redeem it according to your valuation and add one-fifth to it. Or if it is not redeemed, then it shall be sold according to your valuation. Nevertheless, no devoted offering that a man devotes to the Lord of all that he has, both man and beast, or of the field of his possessions, shall be sold or redeemed. Every devoted offering is most holy to the Lord. No person under the ban who may become doomed to destruction among men shall be redeemed, but shall surely be put to death. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed, or the land, or the fruit of the tree, is the Lord. It is holy. It is holy to the Lord. If a man wants at all to redeem any of his tithes, he shall add one-fifth to it. And concerning the tithe of the herd of the flock, or whatever is defiled, that is, with unwashed hands, they find fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands in a special way, holding the traditions of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other things which they have received and hold, like the washing of cups, pitchers, culverts, vessels, and couches. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked them, Why do your disciples not walk according to the traditions of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? He answered and said to them, Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written? The people honest me with their lips, with hearts as far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrine the commandment of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the traditions of men. The washing of pitchers and cups and many other such things you do. He said to them, All too well you reject the commandments of God, that you may keep your traditions. For Moses said, Honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. You see, this is what I showed my nephew, Chase. If you don't honor your mother or father, you will be put to death. But you say, if a man says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is Corban, that is, a gift to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or his mother, making the word of God of no effect through your traditions which you have handed down and many such things you do. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Life lesson. God has set forth very specific directives about what he expects us to give back to him. Malachi 3:8-12. Clearly teaches that we are to give him a tithe, which is 10%. The word tithe is based on number 10 in Hebrew. Offerings were a gift, often of material goods, given above and beyond the tithe. people normally may offer specific reasons to meet a special need, for example, or Thanksgiving for a special blessing. The children of Israel gave such a generous offering at the time, they built a tabernacle that Moses actually had to tell them to stop giving. Isn't that something? I mean, they have gave so much and had so much to give, Moses told them to stop giving. The tithe is given to God from our increase and for our increase. It is the way we open the door of our finances to give and then to receive God's blessing. When we give the first tenth of our earnings back to God, we return to him what was his in the first place and what he asked us to give to him so that he might give us even more. The Lord is very specific in the way we are to give our tithes and offerings. When you can give a tithe and offer, God tells you exactly how to give it. You can't give part of the tithe and say that this is the tithe and just give part. God won't accept that because it's not really what he told you to do. God says in his commandments, he say what he means and he means what he says. If he tell you to give a 10%, I mean, you can give more, but you can't give less. God tell you what he really wants you to do. First, we are to bring them into his storehouse. Generally, that meant his tabernacle or temple in the Old Testament and the church in the New Testament. We are to give our tithes, whatever we regularly worship the Lord, not to mere charity work, but to the work that bears the Lord's name. Second, we are to make our gifts a regular basis. You can't give tithes sometimes, and sometimes you don't give tithes. I mean, I used to do that. I would say I'm going to give tithes this month and skip next month. I'm going to give tithes this month, skip next month. That's not what God wants you to do. And when God made me a minister, or even before, I started paying my tithes regularly, not some tithes, partial tithes, giving this month, skipping this month, giving half of the tithe. I mean, you can give an offering of whatever you so desire to give. But when it comes to God's tithe, you have to do his commandments. You have to do it God's way. You can't just give and do it your way. Your way is not God's way. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. It's God's way or hit the highway. No way. Don't do anything. Just keep your tithes. Because to begin with, God don't need your money. He's God. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills, and he owns you. He owns everything in the world. The earth is God's footstool. I mean, can you imagine God? Can you imagine the earth being his footstool? Well, it is. Everything that's on the earth, every creeping thing, everything that breathes, the trees, the stars, the moon, God made everything. And God made you. You are beautifully, I mean beautifully, you're beautifully and wonderfully made by God, and you are made in the image of God. You look at yourself, and you can see some of God. Matter of fact, you can see all of God. Just look at yourself. Look how you are connected. Look how everything works. The arms work to the hip bone, and the hip bone works to the feet. And look how your bowels work. You eliminate. You eat food, and you bring the food out. You eat food. Everything is connected, just like you are. You're connected to God. We're God's children. Thank and praise God every single day of my life that I am a child of God. And, you know, I like to talk to my sister Rita and to Janice. Rita is just, she's a special person. And her husband, Randy, they're special people. Rita may be sick, but you don't hear her complaining. She may be paralyzed, but you don't hear her complaining. Oh, Lord, why you do this? God, no, she don't complain. When you go to visit with her, I mean, she cheers you up. It's just a pleasure to talk with her. And I thank and praise God that she's here in the land of the living where I can still talk to her. Every time she calls me, it's, oh, Rita, I'm so glad. I'm so glad you called me. Really am. It's just good to hear her voice. Because, it's, like I said, she makes you feel good. You don't have to try to make her encourage her. She encouraged herself in the Lord, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Second, we are to make our gifts on a regular basis. Paul advised the Corinthians, on the first day of the week, let each one of you lay something aside, storing up as he may prosper, that there be no collections when I come. Third, we are to make our gifts joyfully. Give to the Lord with a joyful heart, not grudgingly. And if you give it to grudgingly, then God don't really want it. I mean, if somebody offer you $1,000 and they say, oh, yeah, I got to give you $1,000, keep your money. I don't want it. And God feels the same way when you give to him grudgingly. He don't want your money. I mean, he don't need your money. So third, we're to make our gifts joyfully. People who give grudgingly, solely from a sense of duty, do not truly open up their lives to God's prosperity. The joy in our hearts about giving is a direct expression of our trust in God to meet our needs. God will meet your needs. He will. He'll use other people to open up a door for you. God works, whoo, oh my goodness, God works in mysterious ways. He really do. He works in mysterious ways. Psalms 29:1-6. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Give unto the Lord the glory that's due his name. And we should glorify the Lord. We should praise the Lord. I mean, do you realize who you're talking to? You're talking to God, the God of the universe. So we should worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And this is the thing for today. Worship. Praise. Praise the Lord. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I mean, that's what he commands us to do. And like I said, we can't do it our way. It has to be God's way. Or don't even try to do it at all. You know, if you're not going to do it the way he commands you to do it, then forget about it. Wait until you want to do it God's way, the right way. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The voice of the Lord is over everything, not only the waters. God is over everything. Psalms 29:2, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. We should never think of God's holiness as cold or cruel. Although God's holiness set him apart as the only one worthy of our worship, it should never drive us away from him. Rather, God's holiness is our guarantee that God will always act in a loving, trustworthy, and honorable way toward us. You know, it just surprised me. Like one time I saw a man, he was an actor. I can't think of his name. But what he did, he got down on his knees, and he was praising the other dancer that was dancing really, really good. I mean, you don't do something like that. You don't get down on your knees to man. You don't even get down on your knees to angels. And you don't praise things that other people do. I mean, you might tell them that they're doing a wonderful job. You might even be in awe of the dancing that they can perform with their bodies and do. But never. I mean, you don't worship people. Your worship belongs to God. And God is a jealous God. He's jealous. You give your worship to anything or anybody, then God don't approve. He's a jealous God. It's just like Moses when he went up the mountain to be with God and came back down. And his brother Aaron had made a golden calf. I mean, you worship something that your hands have made? Come on now. Who wants to worship something the hands of the people have made? They were worshiping a golden calf, bowing down to the calf. I mean, that's just, I mean, I just can't I can't see you worshiping something that, you know, that your hands have made. Well, you know, people do that. People want to worship something else other than Almighty God. And God is a jealous God. He's not going to approve anything like that. He will not give his worship to anything or any other body. He's not going to do it. The God of glory thunders. You know, it reminds me of like when lightning and it's raining and it just thunders. Well, God is like that. The God of glory thunders. His voice thunders. And I can imagine. Sometimes I look out the window and I see the trees moving. I can use my imagination and see God riding upon the wind of the wind. The wings of the wind. God rides. I mean, he's out there. He's really out there, children of God. God is there. He's there when you need him. He's there all the time. God is just a good God. He's good. But I can imagine that, especially on a windy, windy day, you can see God riding up on the wings of the wind in your imagination. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf. Lebanon and Sirion like a young wild ox. God does all this. He clothes the flowers. And they said that if a flower, you know, dies within a day and the glory of a flower, how much more? You are precious in his sight. You are magnificent in God's sight. I mean, that should make you feel good right there, early in the morning. It should make you feel good that God thinks of you as one of his precious children. We are precious. He takes your tears and he sees every one of your teardrops. God said, there will be no more crying. There will be no more crying. I mean, he told us right now you might be going through something, Saint, but eventually this too shall pass. It's going to pass. It's going to pass because God says, I am with you. I am with you. I am with you. He said, this too that you're going through, it's going to pass. It won't be forever. It will not be forever. It cannot be forever. This too will pass. Like sometimes people get depressed. Sometimes they're short of money. And sometimes in the mornings when they wake up, they don't feel good. But this too will pass. It didn't come to last. It's got to pass. I mean, a lot of times, I met a lady here where I live, and she said, oh, I hate being old. She just hates being old. And I said, why? And she said, because I have so many aches and pains. Well, my sister Janice, she's never out of pain. And Rita, she's in pain. But like I said, I told her, lady, you're doing good. I mean, you woke up this morning and you don't be in pain every single day. Okay. And I told her, being old, look at all the changes in the world and in your household. God have allowed you to see your children, your grandchildren. And maybe a few great-grandchildren. I mean, you don't ache and pain every day. And guess what? They got pain medication to rub on you and make you feel good. You got to laugh at yourself. I mean, just laugh at yourself. And when you're moving around the house and you can't hardly walk, laugh at yourself. I mean, this too will pass. It's not here to stay. It will pass. And like I said about pressing your way on to church, if you press your way, you're going to feel better. All you got to do is press your way. Press your way. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich. Yes, no sorrow with it. Well, I'm just saying, when rich people are rich, you think they feel sorrowful because they're rich? No. If a person wins the lottery, and we don't play, the Saints don't play machines in the lottery. But I see them rich people, when they play and they win that lottery, there's no sorrow with it. They don't be sorrowful that they won. To do evil is like sport to a fool, but a man of understanding has wisdom. To do evil is like a sport to a fool, but a man of understanding has wisdom. The fear of the wicked will come upon him, and the desire of the righteous will be granted. When the whirlwind passes by, the wicked is no more, but the righteous has an everlasting foundation. God said, don't be no fool. Use wisdom before you open your mouth. Use wisdom. But the righteous has an everlasting foundation. Life Lessons, Mark 7 and 6. This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Beware of Christian leaders who appear to be very religious by their actions, or who are really glorifying themselves rather than God. We should never honor anyone above God. Only He is truly worthy of our praise. And that's what I'm saying. You don't worship your children. You don't worship your husband. You don't worship anybody. Anybody but God. God is the one that we are supposed to worship. Nobody else but the Lord. God is good, and He's worthy. He's worthy of all our praise. God wants us to know Him. He takes time to talk to you, so you'll get to know God. He wants you to, you know what? The Bible says He's put it in every man's heart to know Him. You feel empty, and you don't know what that emptiness is. That's because you don't know God. No husband can fulfill a woman, and no woman can fulfill a husband. It's only through God. I mean, it's through God. We have to honor God, and then He will fulfill you. It's God. No children, no husband, no money, no wealth, no possessions, no cars. You can get a Genesis. You can get one of the most expensive cars in the world. And don't mean anything, you ought to honor God. Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tabernacle of meeting on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the names, every male individual from 20 years old and above, all who are able to go to war in Israel. You and Aaron shall number them by their army. And with you there shall be a man from every tribe, each one the head of his father's house. These are the names of the men who shall stand with you. From Reuben, Elzur, the son of Shedeur. From Simeon, Shelomite, the son of Zula. From Judah, Nashon, the son of the Amidah. From Issachar, Nathan, the son of Zula. From Zebulun, Eli, the son of Haran. From the sons of Joseph, from Ephraim, the son of Attitudes. From Manasseh, Balaam, the son of Hedadah. From Benjamin, Anah, the son of Gibeon. From Dan, Asher, the son of Amal. From Asna, Tekah, the son of Ephraim. From Gad, Ephah, the son of Dur. Aaron, the son of Eben, these were chosen from the congregation, leaders of their fathers. Then Moses and Aaron took these men who had been mentioned by name, and they assembled all the congregation together on the first day of the second month. And they recited their ancestry by family, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names from 20 years old and above, each one individually, as the Lord commanded Moses. So he numbered them in the wilderness of Sinai. Now the children of Reuben, Israel's oldest sons, by their families' houses, according to the number of names, every male individually from 20 years old and above, all who was able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Reuben, was 46,500. From the children of Simeon, by their families, by their fathers' houses, of those who were numbered, according to the number of names, every male individually from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Simeon, was 59,300. From the children of Gad, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of the names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Gad was 45,650. From the children of Judah, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who numbered of the tribe of Judah was 74,600. From the children of Issachar, by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who numbered of the tribe of Issachar was 54,400. From the children of Zebulun, by their families, by their father's houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who was able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Zebulun was 57,400. From the sons of Joseph, the children of Ephraim, by their families, by their fathers' houses, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Ephraim was 40,500. From the children of Manasseh, by their families, by their fathers' house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Manasseh were 32,200. Children of Benjamin, by their families, by their fathers' house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were numbered to go to war, but those who were numbered of the tribe of Benjamin was 35,400. From the children of Dan, by their families, by the fathers' house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Dan was 62,700. From the children of Asher, by their families, by the fathers' house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Asher was 41,500. From the children of Nephthah, by their families, by the father's house, according to the number of names, from 20 years old, above all who were able to go to war, those who were numbered of the tribe of Nephthah was 53,400. These are the ones who were numbered with Moses and Aaron, numbered with the leaders of Israel, 12 men, each one representing his father's house. So all who were numbered of the children of Israel by their fathers' houses from 20 years old and above, all who were able to go to war in Israel, all who were numbered were 603,500. But the Levites were not numbered among them by their father's tribe. For the Lord had spoken to Moses, saying, only the tribe of Levi you shall not number, or take a census of them among the children of Israel. But you shall appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony, over all its furnishing, and over all things that belong to it. They shall carry the tabernacle and all its furnishing. They shall attend to it and camp around the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle is to go forward, the Levites shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be set up, the Levites shall set it up. The outsider who comes near shall be put to death. The children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every one by his own camp, every one by his own standard, according to their army. But the Levites shall camp around the tabernacle of the testimony, that there may be no wrath on the congregation of the children of Israel. And the Levites shall keep charge of the tabernacle of the testimony. Numbers 1 and 1, life lesson. Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tabernacle of meeting on the first day of the second month in the 72nd year. God speaks to us at specific times in specific places about specific things. Listen to what he says is essential to walk into him. When God speaks to you, sometimes God speaks to you through another person. It can be a child. And the thing that you're going through, well, you really know. I mean, you know that this is God speaking. You know that it's God, and it is God speaking. And God can speak to you through, like I said, through children, through the pastor, through other people, and you know that it's God. God calls us by name into his spirit. He knows the gifts, abilities, and background of each one of us. And by his spirit, he places us in exactly the right spot to serve him best. I mean, if you're supposed to be a leader of God's people, God knows it, and he'll let you know what you're supposed to do. It says God places us in exactly the right spot to serve him best. That's one of life's lessons. And God did speak to Moses in the wilderness. And Moses knew that it was God, because God is God. And the Lord spoke to Moses, and the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, every one of the children of Israel shall count by his own standard, beside the symbol of his father's house. They shall camp some distance from the tabernacle of meeting, on the east side toward the rising of the sun. Those of the standard of the forces with Judah shall camp according to their armies. Nashon, the son of Ammonite, shall be the leader of the children of Judah, and his army was numbered at 74,600. Those who came next to him shall be the tribe of Issachar. Nathaniel, the son of Zuah, shall be the leader of the children of Issachar. His army was numbered at 54,400. Then came the tribe of Zebulun and Ebedad, the son of Helam, shall be the leader of the children of Zebulun, and his army was numbered at 57,400. All who were numbered according to their armies of the forces with Judah, 186,400. These shall break camp first. On the south side shall be the standard of the forces with Reuben, according to the army, and the leader of the children of Reuben shall be Elzi, the son of Shua, and his army was numbered at 46,500. Those who came next to him shall be the tribe of Simeon, and the leader of the children of Simeon shall be Zimlah, the son of Zerah, and his army was numbered at 59,300. Then comes the tribe of Gad, the leader of the children of Gad shall be Esra, the son of Reuben, and his army was numbered at 45,650. All who were numbered, according to the armies of the forces with Reuben, 151,450. They shall be the second to break camp. And the tabernacle of meetings that moved out with the camp of the Levites in the middle of the camp. As they came, so shall they move out, everyone in his place by their standards. On the west side shall be the standard of the forces with Ephraim, according to their armies, and the leader of the children of Ephraim shall be Elzaphan, the son of Amalek, and his army was numbered at 40,500. Next to him comes the tribe of Manasseh, and the leader of the children of Manasseh shall be Yalamah, the son of Peter, and his army was numbered at 32,200. Then comes the tribe of Benjamin, and the leader of the children of Benjamin shall be Amadad, the son of Judah, and his army was numbered at 35,400. All who were numbered, according to the armies of the forces with Ephraim, 108,100. There shall be the third to break camp. The standard of the forces with Dan shall be on the north side, according to the armies. The leader of the children of Dan shall be Ephraim, the son of and his army was numbered at 62,700. Those who camped next to him shall be the tribe of Asher, and the leader of the children of Asher shall be Daniel, the son of Achan. And his army was numbered at 41,500. Then comes the tribe of Matilia, and the leader of the children of Matilia shall be Asher, the son of Achan. And his army was numbered at 53,400. All who were numbered of the forces with Dan 157,600. They should break camp last with their standards. These are the ones who were numbered of the children of Israel by their father's house. All who were numbered according to the armies of the forces were 603,550. But the Levites were not numbered among the children of Israel, just as the Lord commanded Moses. Thus the children of Israel did accordingly to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So they camped by their standards, and so they broke camp, each one by his family, according to their father's house. I'm on Psalms 29, 7, and 11. That's where I'm reading. Psalms
29, good morning, 7, hold up. Mother got excited, y'all. She done went all the way into tomorrow's lesson.
Well, I did that because I was reading, you know, and I ran out of something to read. And in order to keep the program going, I went into the
third class.
That's
all right.
I mean, that's what you do.
What we do is, Mother, Mother, we thank you, though.
Okay.
I appreciate it. But there's other stuff that we put in so that it lasts the whole hour. But I thank God. So Mother has gone, has taken us into our Old Testament Thursday. So it's all right. That just means that we'll be on schedule for Friday. So we are thanking Mother for taking us into our word for tomorrow. And it has been a great word. So we are thankful this morning. But we're going to go back. And I know Mother has already covered the life lessons. But I wanted to go back to the 29th Psalm, verse 1 through 6, which is where our title is coming from this morning. And when we go back into that word, you know, give unto the Lord, O ye mighty ones. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. You know, and when I read that this morning, early this morning, you know, I was getting ready to go into prayer, and all I could think of was how great God is, and that when we worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, it does something to our spirit. Yesterday, I had on my worship T-shirt, which is this scripture, Psalms 29 and 2, and when you think about worshiping God, so many times we get caught up in the day that we forget to just put our hands up in the air and just say, Lord, I thank you. You know, one of my favorite songs is More Than Anything. Lord, I love you more than anything. And when we have that in our spirit, it takes us higher. It takes us to a whole nother level. And, you know, and then it goes on to say, the voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. And when we think about the majesty, excuse me, of God and his grace, his loving grace toward us, all we can think about is, I want to just lift my hand in worship. I want to give God thanks. And then we get into the voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like Lebanon and Sharon, like a young wild oxen. And then I loved, you know, I'm sure Mother has already covered what Dr. Stanley said about this scripture. And, you know, we should never think of God's holiness as cold or cool. And so many times when we're going through, you know, whatever it may be, and this morning I'm dealing with a friend who has a child that is in critical care. And you think, but Lord, why is this baby going through so much? And then God said, because she's mine, and she's not feeling anything. I'm doing this to make her parents stronger. You know, God does things. You know, Lord, Because I got upset with God when my husband died. And I want to know, why did you take him? He was good. He was a good person. He was a loving father. He loved you, God. So why did you take him? He was struggling, but he was trying to get better. He was sick, and you know why? And God said, because he was mine. And, you know, we want to question God. But then, you know, we wonder, why me? And then God told me one night, I was going through some things, having a moment. And I asked God, point blank, why me? And God said, why not you? I got work for you to do. You know, God will take us there, but we still worship him. We still give him all that is due him. It says, although God's holiness sets him apart as the only one worthy of our worship, it should never drive us away from him. You know, this morning on prayer, you know, the prayer leader, she kept coming back because it's been in her spirit, I'm sure, like it's been in many of our spirits. Why are people leaving the church? What do we need to do to bring people back in? And only thing we can do is pray and lift up the name of the Lord. And when you see people, talk to them about Jesus. Don't be ashamed of your faith. I had doctor's appointments yesterday, and I believe at every doctor's appointment, I wound up speaking to somebody about God and wound up inviting some to church. So I tell you, God has a way of doing everything and making it work for our good. You know, and it says, you know, brother, God's holiness is our guarantee that God will always act in a loving, trustworthy, and honorable way toward us. And I can believe that. I trust that. You know, and as I know you read, Mother, in Mark 7, you know, the hypocrisy of so many of our folks in church. We running folks out. And we got to quit acting like we holy, holy, holy. But then they see us in the club dropping this like a thought. We got to, you know, you can't be one way on Sunday and something else, you know, Monday through Saturday. Because believe me, we are being watched. Even when you don't know you're being watched, folks are watching you, and they know what church you go to. And you reflect on your pastor. You reflect on your church wherever you go. And, you know, before we get ready to wrap up, our mother gets ready to wrap us up. Did you read, did you give the words from our sister in Christ? Well, your niece in Christ and your niece in blood.
No,
give my sister in Christ, your niece in Christ, Sister Carolyn's word for today?
No.
If you would like to share Sister Carolyn's word for today, then I have a prayer. And then we will wrap up a little early this morning. So, Mother, can you share our word from our...
I don't have it. Do you?
I do.
No,
yes,
I don't.
Ma'am. I got
okay.
it. So, again, a word from our sister in Christ this morning, this early morning, and this is just when we honor God first, everything else will fall into place. I got to say that again, Mother. When we honor God first, everything else falls into place. This morning I had some situations where I could not come on, and God sent Mother to take my place. And I'm grateful that God has sent me a co-host. And I am grateful for you, Mother, for coming in. You know, I was trying to flip back in and listen a little bit. And I thank God for you. I thank God for your words of wisdom. You know, and Mother got happy in the word, y'all. I could get there, too, where she's like, hey, I'm keeping this going. This is good. You know, when we started talking about, okay, God is dividing you up. He's telling you this is yours, this is yours, this is yours. And that's the thing. Everything that God has for us is ours. It is irrevocable. Nobody can take your blessing. And don't give it away. We got to keep what God gave us. We can't be like Esau for a bowl of soup, giving away a birthright. And then like Jacob stealing a blessing. Your blessing is your blessing, and it's yours to keep. And this is our word from our prayer for the day on this first day of March. And this is Women's Health Month. So all my ladies out there, I just want to tell you at the beginning of this month, if you have not scheduled your mammograms, please do so. You know, go and get your body checked out. Don't wait till you're sick. Don't wait till you're in a hospital bed to get yourself checked out. Get your mammograms. Get your colonoscopies. Get the things that you need to stay healthy. If you do not feel well, go to the doctor. You know, and if you feel like you got a cold or whatever, take that COVID test. That's why they got them home tests. Take a test. Make sure you don't have COVID and you're out there spreading it around. Wear your mask if you're not feeling your best, just in case. Keep that mask on. You know, and I'm not going to tell anybody that you can't get sick, even with your mask, because you can. You know, you can do everything right and get sick. But in the meantime, go to the doctor. This is our month to think about ourselves. So, ladies, get your health checkup. You know, make your appointments with your doctors. Get your health checkup. My doctor's like, this girl don't even play. I do not. If I need to go to the doctor, I go to the doctor. That's why God has given me good insurance, and I'm grateful for it. So thank you, Lord, and thank you to my husband for working a lot of years to take care of his family, even in death. So I am grateful. But let's go to our word, and it says change is good. Today, we had a little change. We had a different host. And again, Mother, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your taking over this morning. You know, and so you have to have change, and you need to be flexible. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. 2 Corinthians 5:17, and that's the NLT. We all know that we are a new creature. You know, God has begun a new thing in us. We need to know who we belong to. And our prayer this morning, loving God, you are in the business of restoration. Come on now. When you bring new life, you don't simply spruce up a few things or smooth out some rough edges. You do a full remodel. Ooh, everything gets a major upgrade. Thank you that this is what you do in me. Where I have been stuck in old patterns, would you remind me that those are not my identity? They are not who I am in you. Breathe fresh life into me today, rejuvenating what feels dusty and old. I know that I belong to you, and that means I have your spirit within me. Spirit of God, I invite you to continue to change me into your likeness, making my heart more tender and open as you increase my capacity to love like you. There is no way I could remain the same as I have been. I am connected to your life, and your life gives me everything I need. Thank you that there is nothing lacking today. In order to continue to grow, you are more than enough. Mother God, whew, he's more than enough. That's why we worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, because he is more than enough. Hallelujah. And this is a word for today. Are there areas you have felt stuck in that you want to see changes? And I can say yes. There are some areas in my life that I want to see changed. So thanking God this morning, all of you, we are going to wrap it up a little early. If there is anyone that has a word that God has given you or would like to speak, now is the time. We have a caller. Hallelujah. We have a couple of callers. Praise the Lord. Okay. We have caller 6962. Your line is open.
Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
I just want to say I worship him, O Prince of Peace. There is none like him. No matter what the situation may be, I worship him. Even through the rough times, the hard times, even through the change of today, hallelujah, I still worship him because there's none like him. Have to stay, hallelujah, in a little town because of the weather, not able to go back home. But God is in charge. No matter how it may look, no matter how it may seem, there is none like him. So I'm grateful and thankful to hear Mother's voice on today. Mother Valerie, Minister Valerie, I thank God that she was able to be there for my sister in Christ, Pastor Bridget, still moving forward, and it's a wrap. That's all I have to say. Just remember,
amen,
there is none like him. No matter what, worship him. Oh, Prince of Peace. There is none like him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory,
about to have
God.
A praise. I have some time of praise this morning, y'all.
Hallelujah.
We got another caller. 6962,
glory,
your line is open. 6962, your line is open. One more time.
You know,
6962.
Since you didn't come on, I like to say
right.
something else. I met a
go
woman
ahead,
at
me.
Church,
so
and her name was Joy, J-O-Y, Joy. And I said, what do you say your name is? And she said, my name is Joy. I said, oh, baby, that's so beautiful. And I asked her, I said, well, do you live up to your name? She said, I'm very, very joyful to meet somebody with a name like Joy. And then Monday night, there were teachers on Renew Your Mind. And they were asking questions. You know, most of us know, but you still ask questions. How do you renew your mind? And the pastor, I mean, the minister, Freddie, was saying, you know, you renew your mind with the word of God. But you have to renew your mind. When you find yourself thinking of things that you shouldn't be thinking, you stop right then and there and start renewing your mind, putting the word of God in your mind. And tell the day, the devil, get these hands behind me. I don't think like that, devil. I mean, that's the way I used to think in the olden days. My mind is on Christ Jesus the Lord.
Amen.
You have to renew your mind daily with the word
Amen.
Of God. You have to thank him. So Bible study Monday night was really good, bringing to the table with Minister Michelle and Minister Freddie. It was a very good Bible study. Renew your mind. Like today, worship was God in the beauty of holiness. We have to always, don't worship people. Don't worship a golden calf. Don't worship money. Don't worship things,
Amen.
And don't worship your car or your children or your husband.
Amen.
You better say
worship
it.
The Lord.
Amen.
Worship
6-9,
Lord.
6-2, I hear your voice. Good morning, Evangelist. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I thank and praise God. Yesterday I went to my vascular doctor about Miracle and her friends, and she said, Ms. Green, your legs look wonderful. I will see you in 1 year. And
Amen.
I thank God
Amen.
That I've been holding on to his promise. When I came back to San Luis to Springfield, he would heal my legs. I don't care what they look like. They're still being healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
We must
Amen.
Hold on to the promises of God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
As we wrap it up this morning, ladies, we just worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. For there is none like him. And I pray over everyone this morning. Thank you, Mother, for coming in, and taking over and doing an absolutely awesome job for the Lord today. Thank you for reading. Mm-hmm. Thank you for just speaking. Thank you for your grace. And thank you all for calling in. And may the Lord watch between me and thee. while we're absent one from each other in Jesus' name. I pray over you and I pray over yours as we give God the glory this morning. Just say with me, hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, your word. Glory of the honor of the praise. We worship you in the holiness this morning, God. We worship you in love, God. We thank you, Lord, for all you're doing, God. We know, Lord, that changes happen, Lord. But we know that everything is for a reason, God. And all we can say is thank you. Woo, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God today for all of you joining in. Praise God today for this mighty word. So just thanking God as we, after the show, giving God some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, family. I appreciate you, ladies. I appreciate you, evangelists. I appreciate you, evangelist Shannon, evangelist Teresa. Thank you, Mother Valerie, for taking over today. We will have a less of a word. We'll be getting Friday's word on tomorrow in our Old Testament word. And then on Friday, we'll only have to do 2 days of Old Testament. So thank you, Mother. We appreciate you. And we know that everything is for a purpose and a reason. God is good. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, as we worship him in the beauty of holiness. Have a great day, family. It is a wrap.
Glory, glory, glory.
I don't think we can leave. We just have a moment in the presence of God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Just had to have a
Lord,
praise
Lord,
moment.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
As we get ready to wrap it up in this 8:05:5 is grace. God,
Amen.
You have given us some time to just praise you in the beauty
yes.
of
Thank
holiness
you,
with your grace.
Yes,
and in Jesus' name, we are wrapping
Amen.
Up. And I'm thanking God for all of you again. May you be blessed. May the Lord's light shine upon you wherever you go. I pray safety for those traveling the highways and byways, airways and trainways. May God get you safely to your destination. I pray over all that are sick and shut in, that God gives you peace, oh God. And Lord, I thank you for answered prayers. As those that we have prayed for are still here.
Yes,
those that we have prayed for are doing better. Those we have prayed for are walking and talking.
Yes.
And healed legs and healed minds and healed gifts and backs. Lord God, we thank you. Because we know everything is for a purpose and a reason. And iron does sharpen iron. In Jesus' name. Lord, we are claiming completeness and thanking you for your grace. Thanking you for your mercy. Thanking you for your goodness. And thanking you for your kindness. Hallelujah. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, everybody that is listening to the after the show. Thank you for tuning in and staying in with us as we just had to have a praise break. Hallelujah. I just said again, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're worthy. Of all the honor, of all the glory, and all the praise. Hallelujah. And all I can say is hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The highest praise belongs to God. Thank you so much. It is 8:07, and we are complete. Have a great day, family. It is a wrap.
Pastor Bridget.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm asking
for
a special prayer for a baby. Her name is Tears Joy. She has the same situation as him. So if y'all could pray for this little girl. It's a lot of little girls in that hospital that all of a sudden they have a situation of infection in their body, but none of the boy babies. There's something going on. I felt it in my spirit. And pray for a pastor, for a doctor, Abraham. I felt something in my spirit. So pray for him. Pray
well,
for
sis,
him.
Well, sis, what we're going to do is let you pray. God has put it in your spirit. You pray. Let God use you.
Tell me.
Yes. And we will agree in
prayer. I prayed over him before I left. But I'm asking for touching and agreeing. My
we touch an agreement.
And brothers in Christ.
We touch an agreement. As you have prayed over Dr. Abraham, we're lifting up each and every child, boys and girls. But Lord God, if there is an attack of the enemy over our daughters, we're asking you right now, God, to send a fresh wind to blow out the enemy spirit that is trying to bring in death, God. We bind that spirit in Jesus' name over our babies, God. But they have futures, God. We know right now that he is mad because they have been so close in your presence. And they have come into this world for purpose and reason. And the enemy is mad because they're bringing faith to their parents. They're bringing faith to all those that need it. So, Father God, as we lift up these babies, lift up Joy. And lift up all the children, Lord God, that are in the hospitals around the world, God. We send special prayers to the babies of Ukraine, God, who have no choices, who have no hospitals, who have nothing, God. We send up a special prayer for those children, God. As we send up special prayers for all those children, Lord, in NICUs around the world, God. Let your angels of grace come into their hospital rooms. Cover them, Lord God, with your loving kindness and healing power. In the precious and holy name of Christ Jesus, We thank you, Lord God, for this woman of God
who is praying over
the children in the hospital with her grandchild, God.
We are thanking you, Lord, for
this woman of God who is praying over the doctors. And, Lord God, we are praying, sending a special prayer for NICU doctors and NICU nurses who have to deal with sick children, sick babies, God. And, Lord God, who have to have a special heart of love and compassion.
Yes,
so, Father God, I ask you to please put a frame of word in them and strength in each of their bodies and their minds and their spirits, God. We are lifting up this day, God, all those that are working in health care, God. We ask you to watch over them. We ask you to keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and death. And we, Lord God, bind that spirit of death that comes after our children, children in school, children in hospital, children, Lord God, that are just going about their grocery shopping with grandma. Lord God, we ask you to watch over them. Watch over our sins, God, and watch over each and every one of us and our families. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are lifting up. We are trusting you that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And we're praying for all the joys of the world, Lord God.
Lord,
all those little girls named Joy who just are so cheerful and loving. We ask you to continue watching over them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, God, for all of you ladies. It is the wrap. But we are always willing, ready, and available, presently praying for each and every one of you. God bless you all. Mm-hmm. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Help us. Lord.